Welcome to another special episode of Atlanta's only pro-business radio talk show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Buckhead inside the Business Radio X studios.
All right, welcome to another special episode of Buckhead Business Radio X. And this is a great show. This is Franchise Business Radio. And what a coincidence we have the host here this morning. Pam, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Pam Curie, and you are the founder and actually host for the Franchise Business Radio. Mm-hmm. And you also wear a couple of other hats as well as a talk show host, right?
Absolutely. That's what got me started.
And so you're the franchise advisor and strategic recruitment and training is one of the hats you wear, right?
Mm-hmm.
20 years in franchising, and I still can't believe, I don't know what age you started, but I can't believe it's been 20 years goes by real quick, right?
That's right. And actually, I say 20 plus.
Oh, okay, yeah. And you acquired your business acumen from multiple perspectives of the franchise business model, starting at the franchisee level. Used to own a franchise, or you were in the franchise business, or?
Yeah, actually started off at the franchisee level in sales, did very well, was then promoted to the corporate level where I really got a strong understanding of system support and training, traveled all over the world providing training and consulting to the franchisees.
I mean, obviously there's a lot of perks and benefits to being in the franchise arena, owning a franchise, but probably you hit it right on the head, the tools and the systems, right? Because otherwise you're just kind of out there, you know, figuring it out as you go.
Yeah.
You may not figure it out.
You're absolutely right. There are a lot of legs to the franchise model. And one of the most important legs and actually required legs from a regulation standpoint is training and support.
Okay. And you provide assistance to those franchisors on their recruitment, their strategies, and so forth?
Yeah, and real quick in a nutshell, basically what happens is franchisors lean on me to bring them qualified franchisees, and individuals lean on me to help them find the right franchisor that meets their criteria, so that business matchmaker of sorts. And then the second key element of the practice of franchise intellect, my practice, is to actually help franchisors think through what is their recruitment strategy of franchisees and what's going to be their ongoing training strategy, because you have to have successful franchisees to have a successful franchisor system.
Absolutely. Well said. Now talk to us about the purpose and the mission of the Franchise Business Radio
Show.
Yes,
okay. This is my baby and I'm very excited about it. Really, when we think about the Franchise Business Radio Show, it is a platform to bring together franchise business professionals and resources to connect, educate, and collaborate to serve the franchise community as well as the franchise consumer.
All right. That sounds good to me. Let's get going with the show. Speaking of the show.
Wonderful.
And let's just say hi to the folks in the studio here and let you introduce your guest here this morning.
Let's go ahead and kick it off. We have... welcome, Craig Maddens.
Thank you.
And you are with HOCOA. Real quick, what is HOCOA? What does that stand for?
Sounds like Hulk Hogan. It's not.
Yes.
We get called all kinds of things from Alcoa to Hookah, HOCOA. It doesn't matter. It's HOCOA.
Perfect.
The Home Repair Network. Started 22 years ago out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Beautiful city and a wonderful concept, and it's designed to, quite frankly, alleviate all the stress and worry of home repair and maintenance.
Wow.
So we look forward to being on the show and talking with your other guests. And again, it's HOCOA, the Home Repair Network.
Great.
Right. Welcome
Thank you.
To the
Welcome
show.
To the show.
Our pleasure.
And our other guest here is we have Matt Andrew, who's got deep experience in the franchise space. But Matt, who are you here to represent today?
Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint that we started 7 years ago here in Atlanta, and we've got 34 stores open, and we'll open about 25 more new stores this year.
Welcome. Wow. Very exciting. On
that's
the heavy growth path.
That's a whole lot of pizza.
Yes, it is.
In fact, we'll sell 5 million pizzas next year. Somebody did the math.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And we chatted beforehand. Don't give away the teaser, but the possible number of ingredients. Don't tell us, but yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
And our next guest is Tom. Tom, please introduce yourself to our listeners.
Well, good morning, Pam, and thank you very much. I'm Tom Gustoff. I'm the regional developer for the Massage Heights Body Plus Face concept here in the greater Atlanta metro.
and I am one of your consumers. I am a member, and so I...
Outstanding.
I appreciate it.
Certainly.
Thank you. Welcome.
I just feel a little bit more relaxed having Tom in the studio, do you?
Yeah. Very much so, yeah. That lavender. Right. And Clarissa, welcome. And I know you've been on a radio show before, but please announce yourself to our
listeners.
Thank
you so much. Yes, Clarissa Bradstock with Any Lab Test Now. We do clinical DNA and toxicology laboratory testing. Folks can just walk right in and get a test with us. So
say that five times.
Yeah.
But there won't be a test after the show, will there? Not that kind of test yet? Okay,
no,
good.
No.
Good.
Well, let's go ahead and we'll kick off with our first guest, Clarissa. And I'm going to turn to Rich. Rich, would you like to provide us with a little bit of background on Clarissa and before we go into
the
interview?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny. I know it's radio, but as you're saying, you turned to me. I was spinning my chair around. Yeah. All right. So welcome again to the show. Clarissa Bradstock, CEO of Any Lab Test Now. And you're proud to lead the franchisees in their goal of providing exceptional experiences for their customers, interested in clinical toxicology and DNA testing. In addition, you're also the vice chair of the Southeastern Franchise Forum and on the IFA, which is International
Franchise Association.
Thank you. Yeah, mm-hmm. I could have connected those dots, but just in case for our listeners. Okay. And the Women's Franchise Network Committee and the chair of the Atlanta chapter of the Women's Franchise Network. On a fun note, side note, you also brief stint as a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Well, we won't put you on the spot this morning because you're sitting down. So yeah.
Great.
Welcome
to the show. And actually, I was when I saw that in your bio, I was like, oh, that has my curiosity piqued. So on a fun note. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your comedian stint.
I had a great experience. It was about 8 years ago. I took a class here with a comedian named Jeff Justice.
Okay.
So you had to, at the punchline, get up and do a 5-minute skit, and loved it so much. I went and did some open mic nights and had a lot of fun, and then I got remarried, and things got a little
life
bit...
Life got in the way. Yeah,
life got in the way. But we do plan upon retirement, both of us, to go back on the road and do a little comedy. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I look forward to that. Let's talk franchise, right? Let's mm-hmm. talk a little bit about franchise business. Any lab tests now? Would you kind of give us a little bit more of a background? I mean, you gave us a little bit of a teaser, mm-hmm. but give us a little bit more background on Any Lab Tests Now.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Any Lab Tests Now started here in Atlanta back in 1992 by a physician named Dr. Perlow. He saw the need for folks to requesting just being able to get their lab test done directly without having to see a physician first. And then we started to franchise the concept back in 2007, and now we have 157 locations throughout the U.S.
Wow. And kudos to you, because that is some significant growth in a short window of time. And so tell us a little bit about your franchisees. You've got a nice-sized system.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your franchisees.
We have got some amazing franchisees. The key thing with our franchisees, and they come from different backgrounds, sometimes folks think that they have to come with a medical background, but they don't. The key thing for our franchisees is they have to be involved in the community, be willing to give back, and really be dedicated to basically the health of the community.
Mm.
So it really does work well with those who are real involved and really have a personal mission to improve the health of themselves, their family, and their community.
Absolutely. And you're hitting on something there, involved with the community. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, currently, Any Lab Tests Now, the franchisor level, how are you involved in the community?
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of things helping. We have a scholarship program for medical assistants out of Arizona that's named after actually one of our medical assistants. And we're really proud also of supporting Delete Blood Cancer, which is an organization that promotes folks getting into the bone marrow registry for blood cancers. We do a lot of promotions throughout the U.S. and support it at the franchisor level as well.
That's great. I love that. Let's kind of go to the franchisee side. Sort of the day in the life of a franchisee. It's different for every type of franchise business. So tell us, for Any Lab Tests Now, what is the day in the life of a franchisee?
Oh, that is a great question. For our franchisees, we have very limited overhead for our franchisees and a very relatively small staff. Typically, they'll have one to two, maybe three people working at a time. What we really like them to do is to focus on training and getting the best customer experience with the staff. And then once they get that foundation done, then their job is to, again, go back out into the community and go represent our product and our brand to businesses, physicians, hospitals, believe it or not, private investigators, attorneys. There's just a lot of opportunity. So we really want for them to have the best day in the day of life is to really be out there knocking on doors.
And refresh, when did you on board with AnyLab Test Now?
Back in 2007 when we started franchising.
When you first started franchise. Yeah. Okay. And what's the most rewarding part about your position?
Oh, it is. You know, working with AnyLab Test Now was the first foray into franchising, and I have just fallen in love with it. And one of the most rewarding things about it is having people come into the system that are excited about representing our brand and building their own business, and us having the tools to mentor them and give them the support they need to grow. It's just really rewarding. And then you take that to the level of the number of people that we've employed through franchising, mm-hmm. as well as then making a difference and even saving lives with some of our consumers that have come into our business. It's just on a whole many levels. It's just every night I go to bed knowing that we've made a difference.
So. Oh, absolutely. I mean, you just hit on so many things there, right? You're helping individuals build out their own business, right? So you've got that, mm-hmm. that business side of it. You're employing other people, which is a good feeling, hitting the community. Very, very rewarding. A lot of rewarding legs there. That makes great sense. As you and I know, there have been some recent changes in the franchise industry. What have you been seeing?
A lot of people have kept up with some of the regulations that are coming out, one of the concerns in the changes is actually making it more difficult for franchising by making the franchisor possibly becoming more responsible for the employees out there of mm-hmm. the franchisees. And our franchisees don't want that. We don't want that because that's their business, their employees. They get to decide the employment practices. We are hoping certainly that the trend goes in a different direction against franchising to a pro franchising and how much of a difference we're making out there every day.
Absolutely. And that's a really important point for the general public, as well as the franchise community and everybody to become more educated around. Because really the franchisee is a small business owner, but part of a greater system. And how does that model work and make sense?
Right. And the number of people that we are employing and getting them starting off. Many of our employees that we're starting, this may be their first time working in the healthcare area. Mm. And we are able to do that and provide those jobs. And that's very rewarding. But
well, per your bio, you are very actively involved in the franchise world. Tell us a little bit about your involvement in franchising outside of AnyLab Test Now.
Oh, thank you. Yes, and that is part of my my drive is to also be as involved as I can be and have time for within the franchise community to really work with other members of franchising, whether it's vendors that support franchising, other franchise systems to help mentor, especially emerging brands, is really rewarding. I am the vice chair, as mentioned, on the Southeastern Franchise Forum, which is a group here in Atlanta that is really entrenched in educating and providing network opportunities. Also involved with the International Franchise Association, the Women's Franchise Network, which does a lot of fantastic programs and really trying to work with leadership and women and so forth. And then again, at the local level here in Atlanta, heading up that chapter, trying to go out and get more women, because women are underrepresented overall in franchising, getting more involvement and more networking.
Yeah, well, I obviously appreciate that. And I've attended your WFN is the acronym, and I have to admit, it wasn't just women, and I was okay with that, too.
That's right. Men are welcome, too, but the topics tend to be more something that we've polled our female franchise executives and so forth for topics that are really would resonate with them. So.
Great initiatives. Thank you, Clarissa. I appreciate you being our key guest on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Right. Well, we're going to move to our next guest, Tom. And before we learn a little bit more about Massage Heights, I'm going to let Rich provide us with a little bit of a bio, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, before we jump over to Tom as well for Clarissa, how would folks find out about your company and your services? And
Oh, excellent. Going to our website, www.anylabtestnow.com, and I can be reached at clarissa.bradstock@anylabtestnow.com.
Okay, cool. And for the organization, the Southeast Franchise?
Southeast Franchise Forum, it's www.southeasternfranchiseforum.com.
Okay, perfect. And yeah, we'll have all this information on the website as well, but for those listening right now, you can jump over. Don't leave the show, but you can go check that out if you can multitask. If you can't, just wait. All right, here we go. So Pam, up next, you have in the studio Tom Gustoff. And Tom is an accomplished serial entrepreneur, began a professional career with a three-person international computer hardware distributor known as TradeX. And TradeX was sold in 2000 in a multi-billion dollar transaction to Ariba.
Ariba.
Okay. And thereafter, Tom started an automobile repossession firm in Birmingham, Alabama. Grew that company, one of the largest professional recovery company building on a national brand for repossession services. That's not the one that was on TV or reality TV or whatever, huh?
Not quite.
I forget what that show was, but I forget what
That wasn't us.
Okay, yeah. Good. But now currently you're the regional developer for Massage Heights franchise in the greater Metro Atlanta. And Pam, from computer distributor to automobile repo to massage. I mean, now you've arrived, whatever. Yeah.
All over the place, right? Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
Is it fair for me to say he has a face for TV, but a voice for radio? What a great voice.
Thank you.
Real quick, tell us about Massage Heights. We drive by and we see the big signs, the beautiful establishments, but what is Massage Heights?
Massage Heights is a therapeutic massage and facial franchise. We were started back in 2004 in San Antonio, Texas. And quickly grew out of there. Currently, as a matter of fact, just yesterday, we opened our 124th unit in Naples, Florida.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And here in Atlanta, we have 6 and soon to be 7.
That is great news. And you're in the process of looking for a location for that 7th one.
We
correct?
Are. Yes, absolutely.
Is there a particular area where that's going to be, that 7th location is going to be going to?
We have a couple of different ones we're looking at. Yeah. As it's real estate, commercial real estate here in Atlanta has become a little tough recently.
You think? With all the growth?
Yeah. Especially the types of centers that we look for are not plentiful right now.
Understand. But very exciting, all that growth. That's great news.
Yes.
So tell us, what sets Massage Heights apart?
Quite a few things, I believe. First and foremost is our ambiance, and we are very spa-like, but yet we are very welcoming to both male and female clientele. In fact, we have about a 70-30, about 60-40, 70-30 split between female to male guests. So the way that our tables are dressed are very luxurious looking. And we have multiple tiers of membership, not just sort of a one-size-fits-all. And then, of course, we offer spa elevations on top of massage as well as facials.
Well, I have to admit, as a member, I would agree with all of those. It's been a wonderful experience as
Thank
a member.
Thank you. That was a non-paid endorsement, everybody.
There you have it. You know, I kind of want to jump to the franchising side because, as you know, this is a platform to educate our listeners, mm-hmm. those in the franchise community and outside of the franchise community. And you are what is called a regional developer for Massage Heights.
Correct.
Explain that to our listeners.
Franchise that employs a developer model, it's the whole idea is to have somebody local who's on the ground supporting the franchisees in that particular area. So here in the greater Atlanta metro, I engage with potential franchisees from day one when they first start looking into the possibility of franchising with us. Once they onboard with us after the franchise agreement is signed, I also stay engaged with site selection, which, of course, for any retail location, what's the first rule of retail? Location, location, location. So I'm heavily involved in that process, too, trying to find the best location for them. And then throughout their opening process, we have expansive training. We go through 8 weeks of training for our owners.
Wow.
Before opening. So I'm involved in every single step of that. And then after opening two, I'm not one of those developers that says, you know, I'll be on the beach, call me if you have a problem. I'm in there every month after that. We go through KPIs, which are key performance indicators. We dive in depth to all of the numbers. If anything is off, we figure out why very quickly, and we identify it, and then we fix it. So as a developer, of course, I get a tiny piece of the royalty flow. So my goal, of course, is to make sure that the franchisee is making as big a top line as possible.
Absolutely. You both have skin in the game. There's
precisely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mutual success.
It's symbiotic.
spoken like someone who's in the massage business. I like it. I like it a lot. Well, just in a closing question then, because as a regional developer, you're looking to build out your area. What would be the ideal profile of a franchisee for you?
Oh, we look for people who are, we have four different brand parameters at Massage Heights: loyalty, authenticity, diligence, and passion. Mm. So anybody who exhibits those in some form or another. Of course, we have financial qualifications. We're not the cheapest franchise to get into, by no means the most expensive, but there are certain financial qualifications as well. But exhibiting those particular characteristics are what we look for in one form or another.
I like it. Thank you.
Certainly.
Thank you so much for sharing, and so happy you're able to make the show today.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Right. We have our next guest who has deep experience in the franchise industry, and I'm going to turn to Rich and tell us a little bit about Matt Andrew.
You mean Uncle Mattio?
Yeah, that's the guy.
That's the dude. I love his title. Matt R. Andrew, President and Chief Pizza Maker.
Somebody's got to be the Chief Pizza Maker.
Right, exactly, yeah. They picked a good guy, yeah, to do that. So Matt founded Uncle Mattio's joint in 2008, serves as a company chairman, president, and chief pizza maker. Prior to founding Uncle Mattio's, Andrew served as the Moe's Southwest Grill president. Andrew was also the original five founding members of Moe's. Are the other four still kicking around burritos or what?
No, they all landed in a different food industry for the most part. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then and Southwest Grill also having joined the company 10 months after the concept was launched in 2001. As one of the key executive members of the Strategic Partnership Committee, Andrew's leadership was instrumental in the entire state's sales process and the ensuing transition of the entire Moe's team in September 2007 to Focus Brands. The restaurant division of Roark Capital, a large private equity firm headquartered here in Atlanta, Georgia. Also held various positions, acquiring skills on all aspects of the franchise functions and providing leadership. Since 2004, Andrew held the position of Senior Vice President of Corporate Strategy and Services for Raving Brands Holdings, which included Moe's, Mama Foo's, Doc Green's, Boneheads, and Monkey Joe's. All right, you got. I think
some unique names.
Well, I was just thinking the same thing. If you don't have a cool name, whatever, move on to whatever, right? Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So, welcome back to the show. Actually, you were on a show a while back on our. What show was that?
Yeah, about a month ago. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
It's great to be back. Thanks for having
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Well, Matt, I have to ask you this. Obviously, when you think of franchising, the average consumer automatically thinks of food-related concepts, right? And that's what we know as a consumer. But with that being said, fast casual, I guess, pizza, what segment do you fall in the franchise world, in the food-related franchise world?
Well, that's exactly it. It's the fast casual industry, which most consumers don't understand that, so it's worth a brief explanation. So in the marketplace in pizza today, you've got what we call the fast food guys, and those would be guys like the delivery guys, Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's. And then you've got casual dining pizza guys, and that would be California Pizza Kitchen and Mellow Mushroom. And then there's a hybrid version of that, like Fellini's and some other guys. So there's been a category created that we were on the ground floor of creating this new category, really stemming from our days in the burrito business. And that's we saw a trend where consumers really embrace the idea of this made-to-order, better for you, fast, and in a fun environment type model. Mm-hmm. So in essence, think Chipotle, Moe's. Uncle Mattio's was modeled after those service styles, if you will. So in essence, we created a Uncle Matteo's pizza joint back in 2007, serving customers the ability to get a fresh homemade pizza, a gourmet salad, a toasted panini, fast, fresh, and affordable. Mm-hmm. And that's basically the model. And then many other players came in. In essence, fast casual pizza today is the fastest growing segment of the fast casual industry. Most people are familiar with brands like Chipotle and Panera Bread. Those are sort of some of the dominant leaders in fast casual today. And in essence, we all service the same style. And in fact, we all really service the same type of consumer.
Well, you know what? You actually just hit on exactly what my next question was going to be around, was what differentiates you? You know, when you think of pizza, gosh, there's so many different pizza places out there, and what differentiates Uncle Matteo's? You hit on a lot of those, but anything else you would like to add?
Well, in fact, there's 67,000 pizza places. So this we're not inventing pizza by any means. What we are doing is we created a paradigm shift in the mind of the consumer, in that they can come in and build their own pizza. Like they can build their own sandwich today, build their own hamburger, if you will, build your own burrito. So the differentiator is we're giving the consumer a fresh product. We make our dough in-house, our sauces in-house. We have local vegetables when available. We cook our meats in-house. It's the idea of that whole food with integrity model, better for you. And that's what the consumer appreciates. What they've experienced in the past is, like as we said before, traditionally they're getting it either from a mom-and-pop pizzeria, a casual dining, or a fast food-type pizza place. And there's just this other demand for people to go in and get a better made-for-you product that's family-friendly and services their needs. For instance, what's interesting about the model that we experienced several months into it when we first started our first store was how such a high percentage of our sales were at lunch. Mm. So there's been this amazing shift now that we can create a personal pizza and deliver it to your table in 6 minutes, fresh and hot. 53% of our sales nationwide or system-wide are at lunch. And that's been an amazing sort of eye-opening shift. Most people think pizzas for dinner and things like that. So there's just been this amazing opportunity that people can get in and out for lunch within, you know, call it 20 minutes.
What are the standard operating hours?
We're open from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
Okay. So, yep, definitely lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
And maybe in a little late-night snack as well.
In some stores, we actually are open later. Like we have stores in near universities and Auburn University and other areas, and they'll stay up until midnight and things like that.
Right. Matt, you've had some great growth in a short window of time. Talk to us a little bit from a franchisor perspective. What has been your growth strategy? What do you attribute that success to?
Well, it's all about bringing on the right franchise partner. So we look for people that have deep industry experience, multi-unit restaurant experience, preferably in the fast casual business, if we were to sort of bullseye a sweet spot. But it's very important for us to start with the partner that we bring on board. And we have an extensive interview process that we take folks through to where we award our franchise. We have an award committee that meets after they fill out an application. Of course, they meet the requirements like we talked about earlier. You know, certainly financial requirements are an important part of that, but it's much deeper than that. We look at your industry experience and we look at your culture. You know, we place a lot of emphasis on the company culture, our serve with love culture, and we look for people who are like-minded, those who are willing to serve their crew members with love, their customers with love, and their partners. And we've got a combination where we get everybody together and we speak to that in truth, the idea that we're not just in business to make a profit. We're really in business to serve others, and profit happens to be a byproduct of that. I suppose most people would think Chick-fil-A may be a good example. And we certainly have learned a lot of things from the Chick-fil-A folks who are friends of ours, and we admire them. So when we created Uncle Matteo's, we thought, you know, it's important to bring in that aspect into the model so that we can, you know, just it hits home with all of our core beliefs with as the founding team.
Great. And I mean, on that note, just when we think about growth, obviously we have Tom in the room who is a regional developer. Your growth strategy is, if I understand correctly, is really to have more multi-unit franchisees. Is that correct?
Yeah, we typically award a 3-store deal, some 5. We've done a couple 10 and 15 stores, but we look for experienced restaurateurs. Unlike the developer model, we really do it in-house. So mm-hmm. both are great strategies. We just prefer to maintain that control and that we build our systems accordingly, providing those guys out in the field, our franchise business consultants. Every one of our franchisees has deep access to basically 3 people, a franchise business consultant, a franchise marketing consultant, and a franchise training consultant. And depending on what they need in any particular day, those 3 resources are available.
Wow, that's great. And real quickly, you've kind of touched upon it. Tell me a little bit about your training program for an onboarding franchisee.
Yeah, our training is extensive, like we've heard today from Tom and others. It's very important. I mean, we're at the end of the day, we're basically a consulting company. We're a monster training and development company. Yes, they buy our business in a box. Yes, we help them find the real estate, go through the construction process. But after they open, it's all about just ongoing training and development and support. So specifically, our franchisees are required to come to 2 to 4 weeks of training, depending on their particular level of involvement in the business on a day-to-day basis. But their AGM and GM and key management have to come to 4 weeks of intensive training here in Atlanta at our corporate store. And then we require 2 to 3 more weeks in the field at other franchise locations so they can get some experience in different environments that they may see prior to opening their store. And then what's also required is they have to go to a store opening and see what that's like prior to opening their store. And they get knee deep in that opening. They're not just observing it, but they're a part of the team that actually opens those stores. So it's been a good model for us.
Very impressive. As we start, before we move to our next guest, please share, how would someone get in touch with you if they were a prospective franchisee or just want to have a piece of pizza?
Yeah, simple. Just go to the website or Google and Google Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint, and you'll find out all about that.
Wonderful. Thank you. And you know what? What's so interesting about our next guest here, and it is a small, small world. Our next guest, Craig Maddens, he has a second cousin that is a franchisee of Uncle Matteo's Pizza Joint in Raleigh. It's my understanding.
That is correct.
Yeah, Andrew, and he's been just a great franchise partner of ours since they opened their store just several months ago, but they're off to a big start.
And by the way, he makes one hell of a great pizza. I mean, it's fast, it's affordable, and he's right about lunch. 6 minutes, you're in, you're out. I mean, it's good stuff.
And that, too, is not a paid endorsement.
No.
I'm happy to give him a 5, but you know, we didn't have that arranged.
He should have ordered a pizza for breakfast or something for us.
That's great. Well, let's go ahead and announce our next guest, Craig Maddens. And, Rich, would you do the honors of reading us his bio?
Sure. And any paid endorsements, you feel free to send this way or whatever. Yeah, I'll take cash, check, credit cards. I don't know about bitcoins, but we'll talk about that one. Yeah. Craig Maddens developed the concept. Help me with the acronym again.
HOCOA.
HOCOA. Okay. Based on his background and experience in manufacturing, consulting, marketing, and global relations, depth of knowledge and financial background, has made the company what it is today, unique business opportunity with no manufacturing,
no manufacturing,
no
headaches.
Pizza,
no pizza, but we eat a lot,
exactly.
We eat a lot.
All right. Or full-time employees. Just imagine being able to spend your time helping others while producing a very generous income and not being tied down by the grind of conventional business. I'm in. Whatever. Yeah, let's hear about it more.
Well, just to let you know, I'm in as well. I have used HOCOA and here locally and very, very appreciative because home improvement is not my strength. That is something I outsource. So I appreciate your services.
Well, thank you.
But let's talk about that. Kind of, would you elaborate? Tell us a little bit about HOCOA and how it works.
Well, 22 years ago, I started this concept that basically eliminates the eeny, meeny, miny, mo process of trying to find out who can assist you with taking care of things at the house. We have found out recently, of course, that the marketplace, the industry that we're in of home improvement and even the referral basis for the home improvement is one of the largest and fastest growing and continuing to grow at such a fast rate that it's brought Google into the game, it's brought Amazon into the game, the Yellow Pages is still in the game, YP.com is still in the game, you have Angie's List, but I want people to understand we are not a list. We're not a list. We don't build lists, we build relationships.
What makes you unique?
We are live. We're local. We provide a service that enables people such as yourself of all ages to be able to call one number on a local level to just tell us what they want. Hang up the phone. There's no extensions. There's generally no music. So if you wanted to paint your house, for example, instead of going through, you go with the A paint company, the AA paint company, you surf the net. We're the fastest source directory that you can use by just calling in. It takes 40 seconds. You call, tell us what you want. You're going to get a reliable, thoroughly screened service provider, and you're going to save money. So call, get, and save. So if you wanted to do a paint job, you just call in, tell us you want to paint the house. You still can go online and place it if you want, but you call in, tell us what you want on that paint, hang up the phone. We then take that call and pass it over to thoroughly screened local service providers on the paint. And then they handle their own scheduling, they handle their own estimates, billing, collecting. You pay them, not us, so you're going to get their lowest rate. And then you get a true QC call or follow-up from us to make sure you were taken care of. And if it was a positive response, then we give more work to those service providers. If they fail to perform, they run the risk of being kicked out. And I've done this often enough so I can tell you that we offer everything you can think of, from the smallest little itty-bitty job, so no job is too small, no job is too big. So we do the handyman stuff, a doggy door, a piece of chair molding. We have the computer geeks. We have the exterminators. We also have the heating and air, the electrical, the appliance, the plumbing, the decking, the fencing, the landscaping, the tree service, asphalt, concrete, brickwork, window cleaning, carpet cleaning, gutter cleaning, chimney cleaning, roof repair, all new roofs. We've got fire and water restoration. In a nutshell, we can tune a piano, move the piano, and even teach you how to play it. Just one call, tell us what you want, hang up, and you're going to get the reliable people that you need to take care of your situation.
That was impressive.
Pam, I dare you to repeat that.
I was going to say, yes. And to all Patty B special sauce, right? Just to let you know, you almost scared me off from even owning a home, because that's a lot of work, unless you have a HOCOA to help you.
That's exactly right. And I should tell you, as a franchise opportunity, the fact that we were even joking around about it, and I'm surrounded by just some incredible opportunities here, we have no investment in storefront. We're one of the few companies that has a very small investment in buying a well-defined territory, and that will basically enable you to have the potential of having six-figure-plus income with no storefront, no investment in equipment or steel. We have no inventory, no full-time employees. For example, in the Charlotte area, we take care of more than 30,000 homes with two part-time people. Mm. As they jokingly say out in the Midwest, if you can do our business on the back of a horse, if you can hold your laptop and your cell phone steady. We also offer full training before purchase, with absolutely no obligation to buy. Mm. And we feed people incredibly well, and the training takes about 2 days. We show them some good Southern hospitality out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I would have to say, again, the strength of our business is the fact that we are local, we are live, and we give people the opportunity, such as yourself, to either go online if they wish to do business through cyberspace, or they could do it hardcore on the ground in less than 40 seconds.
And you know what? You kind of hit on something there. And again, I'd like to use this platform as an education mm-hmm. moment.
Sure.
Really, when we think about franchising, two simple buckets that we could put in is a retail concept mm-hmm. or a home-based concept. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, with home-based, it typically, not always, can be a lower investment to get started in the business, which is what you were alluding to there.
Right. We're not trying to get people to take a job. We're getting them to buy a business, buy a concept, a system that can be run out of the house or in a very, very small, I think you even used the terminology, Clarissa, for a virtual office. We believe in the opportunity to make money. And if they want to make money, that's what we offer. It is a wonderful opportunity, again, to have a business, and they can have more than one, and they truly help people. We not only help people of all ages take care of their house, but we do businesses, churches. We become a membership-based organization that deals in long-term residual income. We have the opportunities to have five very distinct revenue streams in an industry that is absolutely huge. And again, because of 22 years of experience, we can compete not only with the big boys, but we can do what they can't do. I have the keys to your house where I can market the massage, to the individual homeowners. I can sell the pizzas or market the pizzas to people by offering them a special opportunity to take their membership and go get a Matteo's pizza or go get a facial massage or, I don't want to say get tested, but however, that is always the possibility.
That's very important. Health is important too, right?
Yes, ma'am, it is. So again, we don't build, we're not a list. We are a call-in or an online service that builds relationships, yeah. And we are truly involved in the communities that we are in.
Well, I like a couple things that you just stated there. One, relationships, right? That, mm-hmm. That's obviously a very relational business. And secondly, if I'm going to be a prospective franchisee, five revenue streams, that appeals to any business owner, right?
And we will train you, again, before you buy the business, before you buy, without any obligation at all.
Okay. And looking at prospective franchisees, is there a profile you look for in someone?
We look for some simple people that enjoy networking. I always like to joke around about the fact that if you can throw a party, if you could be the perfect host or hostess and handle the crowd and handle the people, or if you get stuck at an airport and they tell you your flight's been canceled and you don't flip out and you have the ability to renegotiate a way to get home, we're very simple. And we deal with people, we deal with businesses, and again, being on the local level, it enables us basically to use the relationship skill in your own community to not only offer you involvement, because we stress such strong family values, that you can work in the community, be it political, be it charitable, be it through your church or organizational. It allows you to integrate and be part, again, not only stronger with your family, but also with the community.
Right. And you're bringing up something, localization. You are visiting us from?
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, North Carolina. And what brings you to Atlanta, Georgia?
Well, we have a unit here. I have a cousin who also not only is a cousin, but he's friend, family, the whole bit. And he has one of our units here. So we're very well represented. My family's into the pizza, and we're also went to call us. Call us. You like us.
And if I understand correctly, you're getting ready to open up a second unit here in Atlanta.
We already have a second unit here. We have one in South Atlanta. Mm-hmm. We have, obviously, Marcus here. We're getting ready to open up one. I'm going to call it in the Northeast and probably one in the Northwest by the end of July.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Growth all the way around the table.
That's great. It really is.
It really is. Well, tell us, how would someone go about contacting you in North Carolina or your local representation?
Very easy. They can go to HOCOA, HOCOA.com. HOCOA.com, or make it even easier, they can go to HomeRepairNetwork.com. And we have one of the most sophisticated and electrifying, if you will, websites out there to give them all kinds of information and service.
Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
It's been great having you on the show and
Thank you.
To meet you face to face and
finally,
not just
yes.
virtually, right? Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to have Craig do this list of all the services again, but I want to put some rap music behind there. Have you do a rap version?
No, listen, I've done it all.
When you were rattling those off, I'm like, wow, that's a song in the making right there. Yeah. I do have a couple of questions, and I want to open up to a panel discussion if y'all have some questions as well. But so how many locations or what area can y'all be found as far as business owners?
16. We're coast to coast. We're out in San Diego. We're in the Midwest from Oklahoma City. Obviously, we're in Charlotte and Atlanta and Charleston, South Carolina. But we've got 16, again, coast to coast.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just kind of want to have a – I'd like to go around the table here and just allow everyone to again, please give us your name, how someone can get in touch with you, and then we'll have an open table discussion on a couple of topics. Clarissa, again, how can someone get in touch with you if they need to?
My email address is clarissa.bradstock@anylabtestnow.
Well, Tom.
Yes, my email address is tgustoff, and that's tgustoff@massageheights.com, and our website is massageheights.com.
How do you spell Heights?
H-E-I-G-H-T-S.
Just making sure.
There you go.
All righty.
That was a test, Clarissa.
Right, exactly. But I'm bummed. Tom.
Matt, you can get in touch with me at matt.andrew@unclematteos.com.
Sorry about that.
You can call me Tom if you want.
I'm going to call you Matteo.
That's right.
Thank you. And Craig.
It's corporate, C-O-R-P-O-R-A-T-E, corporate at HOCOA, HOCOA.com. corporate@HOCOA.com.
Thank you. And we have a couple minutes here, so I do want to open it up to just conversation for our listeners and maybe hit on a couple of topics and see if there are any additional thoughts, advice you would like to give someone who is considering franchise ownership. Any thoughts or advice you would give to someone considering franchise ownership, Clarissa?
I'm going to go back to what Matt was saying. I think whatever brand that you're interested in, make sure you have a passion for that. And also make sure that your value set aligns with the franchisor's values. If you do that and if you can work with those relationships and have a passion for what you're doing, it really is a wonderful thing and it can be a fantastic experience for everybody.
Totally agree. Tom, any other thoughts around that?
Yeah, I think a litmus test for any potential strategic partner or franchisee is when I'm meeting with them, I say, can you see yourself doing this? Mm-hmm. Of course, our franchisees are not massage therapists. I am not, far from it, actually. But can you see yourself in the business? And as everybody has said, the passion is important. But I think it's also very important to consider how the franchisor supports. I'll do a little self-aggrandizement here. I was just named Developer of the Year for Massage Heights for 2015.
Congratulations.
Actually 2014, yeah, thank you. But that not so much just patting myself on the back, but what that means is that I provide a very high level of support for the franchisees. Because when anybody is buying a franchise, what is it for? It's a proven system,
that's
right?
That's correct.
So it's up to the franchisor to, I think, via support, to prove the system.
Mm, very well said.
Rich, yep. Where's that applause?
Oh, yeah. We're saving that for the next show. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
Right, gotcha.
And, you know, food-related concepts always intrigue me because it's a unique industry, and it's what the consumer thinks of when they're thinking of franchising. But what would you say to someone who's considering a food-related franchise concept?
Well, I would say the best thing you need to do is go talk to existing franchisees and ask the tough questions, ask not only about their P&L and the details in that, but again, about the culture, the support that corporate gives them, the direction the leadership's taking the company, all those types of things. You're going to get the best information from the franchisees. The franchisor is going to give you what they can, and that's great, mm-hmm. and you should research it. And then go to the competitors, and you should go to the competitors and talk to their management team, their franchisees, and really study the model. I think the best thing you ought to do, though, is likely pick a category because it's so vast, especially in the food industry. I think you ought to narrow your search to the type of business you want to be in, whether it's pizza or hamburgers or burritos. And then once you choose that vertical, really go deep into it and get the information that you're looking for.
Some great advice. Any other thoughts for someone who's considering becoming a franchise owner? Craig?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. And I'm going to take a slightly different path because I agree with my three associates here that you certainly want to find an area that you want to be in. You certainly want to make sure you're going to get ongoing support. And I can tell you right now, from having done my background checking on these three, that it's all there. It's not just the initial purchase, but you're getting a partner in going through the system. But I think it's important for, number one, you determine if you want to make money, if you want a job or if you want a business. If you want to make money, you want to make sure you have the potential to do so, that the system is there to enable it to happen. But a lot of times, unfortunately, as we all know, people fail. And I've talked to people who have failed, not only failed, they've failed miserably. And because of that, they've lost everything that they had. So you want to make sure that there's an exit strategy that is not going to remove your 401k if you've used that to finance it, or your IRA, or you haven't jeopardized your financial future by failing to perform. Because almost every franchise that I'm aware of has penalty clauses at the end that in the event that you want to get out, it's damn near impossible, and pardon my French. Mm-hmm. So I would check the rules. I would, like Matt here said, check, validate with your existing partners, if you will, mm-hmm. and also to listen to you. And I'm referring to you not only as Pam, but as a franchise broker who represents us, to discuss exactly what your goals are and what the penalties would be, what the successes would be, and listen and follow the system. Too many people don't want to follow the system. It's like you're paying all this money to participate in this company, and all of a sudden they who knows, they decide, I can do this better. Well, you just paid a lot of money to participate, and these are very successful people we're sitting here with.
Absolutely.
So listen.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Wow,
yeah,
listen. So many great points.
Listen.
Well, I could go deep on a little on each one of your comments because they're all such valid, great points. And one thing I do want to point out that comes to my mind is anyone who's considering becoming a franchise owner, we have our own jargon in the franchise industry, right? But the great news is there is a process that you go through to identify, is it going to be a good fit? If you're looking for a job, you go through an interviewing process. In the franchise world, we call it the discovery process. A couple of you mentioned the idea of that there's a validation step that takes place there. That's a step in the process when you're considering franchise ownership. You have the opportunity to validate, speak with the franchisees. You have the opportunity to meet the executive team, to understand the training and the support, to understand what does that business model look like. So
I hear angels when you talk. I'm hearing music.
Oh, and there they are.
Wow.
I think you're right. In closing, I do want to ask if anyone has any events coming up that they would like to share with our listeners. And that's not a trick question. I just want to throw it out there just in case. Any
special? Well, every day is a party at Uncle Matty's.
Oh, I like it. I want a personal invitation.
You're invited. That's it.
I'm done. I don't know. Closer, do you have any upcoming events?
We have a Women's Franchise Network meeting. It is scheduled for July 21st, and we're putting together the whole program. So look out for that.
Wonderful.
And we will be hosting open houses at our various Atlanta locations for prospective franchisees over time. So we check our website, and we will be sending out email to our current member base. So you'll be getting an email, Pam.
I will be on the lookout for that. Great news. Well, I guess I just want to say thanks to everyone. And I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to comment that every day is an open house at HOCOA. So all you got to do is come on by, and we'll show you some good Southern hospitality, and we'll feed you.
Oh,
God-given talent to
feed
you.
The weight of the heart is through the stomach. Yes,
yep.
The weight of the heart is through the stomach.
Exactly.
Most definitely. Thank you. I really thank everyone for just your participation on Franchise Business Radio today. Really a great insight, not only for franchisors, but franchisees as well. Really, again, as a reminder, the purpose of the Franchise Business Radio Show is really to bring together franchise professionals and resources to connect, educate, and collaborate to serve the franchise community and franchise consumers. Thank you.